You're good.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, welcome to the Wednesday, July 17, 2019, meeting of the City of Wilmer Planning Commission. Second item is minutes of the July 1, 2019 meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve them.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second. Any discussion, corrections, clarifications? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of filing the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries, thank you. This is the 701, public hearing, request for a conditional use permit for Dooley's Gas Bulk Plant. Conditional use permit. Sarah, will you introduce this to us?
Oh, certainly. So tonight we have the conditional use permit for Dooley's. This property is out in the industrial park. The majority of the property fronts County Road 5, bounded between 3rd Avenue and Trot Avenue Southwest. The request before us is for a gas bulk plant on the property. Well, she is here. No worries, take your time. The property is currently zoned I-1 Limited Industry. A plan review was approved by Planning Commission on May 11th, 2016 for their existing use, which is corporate office, shop, shed, on this same property. So relatively new development that has been a great addition to our industrial park out there, with the intention for expanded use and expanded development as they choose. So in this particular case, we're looking at an expansion of their services. We would be moving 4 gas bulk tanks onto the property currently, with up to a plan for 6 right now. So the drawing that you have, and correct me if this has changed again, but the small change that would be made is that right now it shows 3 tanks going in on the south end there. What they would do is they would actually put 4 tanks in, 2 on the south side and 2 on the north side on that southern portion of their property there, with room for 2 more additional in the future.
So this is the existing structures right
Correct.
Now?
Correct, yep.
And so this is just further to the south?
And this is, yep, this is just further to the south from their office buildings that they have on the northern end of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got right of first refusal on this corner of Trot in County Road
yep.
5.
Yep.
But that won't, they won't be purchasing any additional property than what they have right now.
Okay. You mentioned that this could service other uses and be a potential amenity for future development. Would you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, just with the nature of that gas or that bulk petroleum tanks out there to service gas tanks, and I would probably defer to Dooley Petroleum as well as to what their intention is with a lot of that, but it certainly lends itself to the ability to service other industrial uses out in the industrial park. And other businesses that are just in the area with these additional tanks. And certainly an amenity in such a case, an amenity for the industrial park as we look for continued expansion out there.
Okay. And we have a couple of folks from representing Dooley's tonight.
Yes.
Would you just introduce yourselves?
Yes, I'm Steve Manahan.
I'm Jean Spalding. Okay.
And do you have anything that you would like to add or clarify or expand upon?
I guess we're sure welcome to take questions that you might have. You know, with the intention with Dooley's when they built the complex out there was, you know, that they wanted to have a cornerstone and really, you know, have an image and create a really nice corporate office. And I think that we've done a good job of accomplishing that. And this particular project is something that's you know, inherently it's more of a convenience for our business to be able to have the bulk tanks, you know, located, because our truck traffic comes in and out of there. And so it'd be, and you know, we feel that you know, the site was developed for that. I mean, when they put the road in, accessing our property from Tri Avenue, you know, there was certainly some thought put into how they were laying out that for future development. And so, you know, we just believe that it's an enhancement. Julie's has done a good job of keeping up the property, and obviously it's going to be not an eyesore, and it's certainly going to be, you know, neighboring properties won't have any issues with what we're planning for that.
Okay. And we'll let the record show that the two of you are the only folks in the audience tonight, so I'll presume that there's no one else here to speak either for or against the project. So with that, I will close the public hearing, and then this matter comes to the commissioners. Questions, comments? Jeff?
These tanks are for propane, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then, like your big semis that are out there with the tanks on them, is that about the same size that these that these tanks will be?
These storage tanks will be called a 30,000 gallon, so we can only fill them 80%
of that
legal. So they're we can't quite get three transports that you see out there in one tank or one vessel or one storage vessel. So
they can hold almost three of those big semis.
Almost.
Okay. So they're quite a bit bigger than
yes.
Than that.
Okay. Actually, if you drove by on Highway 12 and looked at the facility out there, those are 330s or those are 30,000s right there.
Okay. That's just out past the by the farm north of Farm Service Elevator.
Yes, out by Surplus Warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And these are in addition to
yes.
that. Yeah. All right.
Are there eventual plans to do, would you have room to do a through all the way without having to do a turnaround? If you're coming in from that trot, or how do they do it now, I guess? Is there room to do a
well, loop? There is a street coming in on of a trot, and
yeah.
there's also one coming out of,
Third. Yeah.
Third.
Is there enough room to sneak on that side of the building with the
yeah.
truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, you can drive. That
we can drive.
You can,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. All the way more, through. More or less a private road or.
Yeah.
I can't say it's a street because it's on his property.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Commissioners, anyone else? Questions, comments? I just want to add that your facility out there is really the crown jewel to that new industrial park addition. It's fabulous. So and you couldn't have grown geese any better than the
It was kind of yesterday to watch them try to cross. It was unbelievable. They looked like little kids at holding hands and going across.
The wife and I did comment that I hope you don't have a push mower so that some guy's got to wade through all the goose droppings and stuff. So.
Well, he's got some posts along there with two rows of rope, which help. It just kind of restricts them a little bit to the north. So.
Sure.
But they seem to know when we're there and when we're not
yes.
there. Because they do come over a lot more when we're not there than they do.
Saturday morning when I came around, or Monday morning came around the corner, yes. they must have heard me or seen me because they were all heading north.
That's hilarious. But in all seriousness, thank you for locating out there. And it's a great asset to the city of Warmer. Just my own personal opinion, but I haven't talked to anybody who doesn't share that opinion. So,
what kind of truck traffic do you expect, like during the busy with the heating?
It's all our own truck traffic.
Yeah.
The only trucks that'll be coming in is either bringing product in to fill them, and then it'll be what we call our bobtails, our delivery trucks. The smaller ones that go out to the rural community and and deliver the product, so.
All right, Sarah, it is staff recommendation that we approve the conditional use permit with the condition that the use shall meet all applicable local, state, and federal rules and regulations at all times, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Would anyone like to make
so
a motion?
Moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. All right, before we move on with that, this is a public hearing for a conditional use permit, and therefore, to approve a conditional use permit or plan, the Planning Commission must make, where applicable, the following affirmative findings. One, that the conditional use with such conditions as the Commission shall determine and attach conforms to the purpose and intent of this ordinance and is in conformity with the comprehensive land use plan of the city. Two, that there is no factual demonstration of a substantial or appreciable negative impact on values to properties in the neighborhood from the proposed conditional use. Three, the conditional use will not result in the destruction, loss, or damage of a natural, scenic, or historic feature of major importance to the community. Four, that the conditional use will not impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of surrounding property for uses permitted in the district as zoned. Five, that adequate utilities, access roads, stormwater management, and other necessary facilities have been or are being provided. Six, that adequate measures have been or will be taken to provide ingress and egress in such a manner as to minimize traffic congestion and maximize public safety in the public streets. And seven, the conditional use will be designed, constructed, operated, and maintained in a manner that is compatible in appearance with the existing or intended character of the surrounding area or neighborhood. And Sarah, this is a roll call.
Yeah.
Yes. It must be down here somewhere.
Yeah.
Roll yeah. Call. Okay. Commissioner Kemp.
Aye.
Dr. Kiergan.
Aye.
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 And aye. Six ayes, zero nays. The conditional use is agreed to. Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Sarah, is there anything else that you have for the
you as well. Thank
commissioner?
You. I do not. The only thing I will just give you a quick preview on, you will be receiving an email soon with a floodplain ordinance that is being drafted by Dr. Ramstead. That will... After doing some digging, that will be an amendment to the zoning ordinance itself. Therefore, we will hold a public hearing and review everything before it gets forwarded to City Council. I know you guys haven't seen it at all yet, so I want to get it in front of you via email as soon as possible so that we can discuss it on August 7th.
What is a floodplain ordinance and why do we need one? I guess.
It covers any property that is within the FEMA floodplain as they have
I didn't know we had
created.
A floodplain.
It affects about 7 properties in town.
Okay.
And it's mostly along Country Club Drive, so it's kind of up by some of the lakes.
Oh, okay.
And there's some, you know, a few parks or various things that
okay.
it affects as well. But ultimately, it's basically it just says that your building needs to be elevated to a certain point if you're within that floodplain so as to minimize damage. And the, let's see, I'm trying to think of what else it includes. So it regulates a little bit extra from a building standpoint. And then it also allows those properties to have flood insurance. It's a very strange...
Just the affected properties?
The affected properties have to have flood insurance. if you're within that floodplain, but other properties in Willmar then are eligible to have floodplain or have flood insurance should you choose to.
So anybody in the city limits?
Yes. That's what I, from my understanding, that.
But if you live at that spot, then you have to.
Those 7 or 10 properties will be required to. And I think that might be triggered once there's a sale. And that's how some of this came up, was that there's a sale and they wanted to use a certain lender, but that certain lender wouldn't fund the sale if they didn't have flood insurance, but they couldn't get flood insurance because we didn't have a floodplain ordinance. It was a whole thing. So.
Will this ordinance specifically describe out what the boundaries of that floodplain
are? Yeah, we'll
are?
Adopt the floodplain map from and FEMA itself.
And then once that's done, other areas, what would trigger so that that existing area would expand, or could other areas would in town would be labeled a floodplain? Is that something that FEMA has to do then?
Yeah, you can petition for map amendments, but from what I understand, I mean, it's kind of what it is. It's kind of what it is, which I know is part of Sean Christensen's kind of argument about the whole thing. So we have a map. You know, some of the floodplain is a little bit different than maybe necessarily where we see flooding in town.
Right.
And, you know, so what's what kind of thing. But by adopting the floodplain ordinance, you're eligible for flood insurance regardless of whether you're in that floodplain or not. It just means that those that are in the floodplain specifically have to have flood insurance.
What are the implications for existing structures that may be out of compliance with the building requirements as stated in the ordinance?
For the most part, it would function like any other, from what I understand, it would function like other grandfathering situations. And in some cases, the buildings, I think we've taken a little bit of a look at those 7 or 10 properties that are affected, and they, I think the majority of them were actually built like to the floodplain ordinance standard anyway. Or, you know, then for those particular properties, if there's really an issue, and they technically built in the floodplain like they weren't supposed to, you can look a little bit more minutely and discreetly and make an argument whether the flood line is actually accurate or not. And if they indeed violated that boundary or not, so.
Has Willmar ever had a flood?
That's kind of where I was going to, like.
Which like, you like, do everything.
Like the 7th and, 10th and Canyon High, just for an example of one of many.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
how more
that flood is more related to restrict, or this.
The storm water.
Storm sewers can't handle it. It's not really a...
Okay.
Yeah. Like a lake flooding.
So if some of those people in these intersections, in these areas, they got flood insurance, would they even be eligible to collect anything on it? Because is it floods or is it...
That'd be up to their insurance company.
Yeah, that's what I just... Yeah.
And their agent is going to be able to...
And I just was curious on.
Yeah.
I was in like the same thing. What is a?
Yeah.
I've been here 11 years and never heard of a flood.
Well,
a lot of rain sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you see some parking lots are and even parks are basically holding ponds. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
So that language will come in front of you, and we will. We'll have a couple of representatives here to talk about it a little bit more and go through it in August. So.
Okay. And we don't have to go into it now, but I'm just curious. I'm seeing more and more of these fancy sail type signs. I mean, where they literally look like a sail.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having fun getting compliance?
Lots of fun.
What kind of signs?
Oh, like now I know it.
I call them the feather signs.
Yeah. Say S-A-I-L.
So they're like, they're tall and like this, and then like the, you know, it's probably like a 2x6
okay.
sign. Or almost 2x8.
Like
they
use
on the boulevard.
The surfboard. I mean, when, you know, the...
Yeah.
Well, like any other sign, they're supposed to be back off of the right of way.
Yep, and they need a sign permit and.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Well, if it's something that we end up needing to address formally, let us know.
Okay.
So. I think we should outlaw them.
Outlaw them. And you'll have some really happy businesses. They already don't like that they can't have a sign out for longer than a month. Yeah. Said, well, if you want to sign out longer than a month, then I think you need a permanent sign, not a temporary sign.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, yeah.
So I do have one other question for Sarah.
Go ahead.
I think when the, I can't remember the name of it, in back of Pizza Ranch, the big 15th Street Flats. Was I imagining things? Did you say something about when it gets close to finish, it'd be nice if we could somehow get in there?
Yeah, I
because those, some of those are what are some of those even?
They're like multi-level apartments.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Two-story and yeah. Something we don't see in Wilmer at all.
No, I reached out to Erin and she said that wasn't a problem at all. So once they're closer to finish, because I think they're hoping for like an October finish time. So I'm kind of thinking I want it to be a little bit more built out for us mm-hmm. to get in there. But I'm thinking September sometime we'll take yeah. a tour for a meeting.
Yeah.
And head over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be great.
So.
Are the apartments up north by the college going to be like that too?
No. Those are all single level. But okay. That'll be a good one. We took a field trip. There was a couple of us from staff that took a field trip to Alexandria and saw one of their developments that they're finishing over there. And that'll be a good one. Nice one to see too.
Are they still breaking ground this year on?
Yes. We are almost done. There's a development agreement that's outstanding, which is why they haven't started. And we were waiting for a number from one of their engineers. And so I think we finally got to the bottom of everything, and they should have it this week. So
very cool.
We should start soon.
But they're only two-story. Well, I mean, they don't go up the full three individual units.
No, the
15th
Street Flats, I think, has a couple two-story. Yeah.
But that's still unusual.
It is. It's a very unique design.
Yeah.
I don't think there's very many of those in Wilmer like that. Right?
No, I don't even think there's very many. Maybe there's some in the metro, but it's definitely not something that you hear of very often.
That those that aren't actual townhouse type.
Right, ones that are apartments. If you rent a two level, that's mm-hmm. not necessarily usual. So, and from what I've heard from Tom and Jason, they're nice quality. They've done a really nice job over there, so.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I'll sell my house and move in there. I think my wife will do that.
All right. The outside is nice looking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They look nice on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So yeah, we'll take a little field trip.
I drive by there every day, so.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's
motion
it.
To adjourn?
So
moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries. We are adjourned.